from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is beyond exciting for me. And anyone who listens to this show, they know that I love The Office. I watch The Office reruns on with, you know, commercials. You and Crowder, Solana and I love The Office. Crowder's never really watched an episode of The Office, but they both make fun of me because I watch The Office with commercials. I just love having it on. That's comfort food for me. And so there's a huge event coming up this weekend. The Office Reunion. The official title is The Reunion, an Interactive Office Convention, and it's at the Miami Airport Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. And if you want tickets, you want info, you can go to officereunion.com or theofficereunion.com. There's another website, too. I'll have the official website for you in a second here, because this is something, if I wasn't going to the Jersey Shore tomorrow, I would be there on Saturday and Sunday. That's how much I love The Office. And if you listen to this show, I love to get into the minutiae of The Office. Everyone knows I hate D'Angelo Vickers with a passion. I love Robert California more than most of my own family members. And for me, David Wallace is one of the most underrated characters from The Office. And Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And this is an unbelievable treat for me and for Solana. So welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you very much, gang. Thanks, Hawk. Thanks, Solana. Thanks to the good people at Toyota of what'd you say, Hollywood?
Sure, Toyota of Hollywood. Very nice.
Toyota of Hollywood hotline, man. Thanks for
Very nice of you. Is David Wallace, is that an underrated character, or am I doing you a disservice by saying he's an underrated character?
Hey, I'll go with it. Yeah, he should have won Emmy after Emmy after Emmy. No. I mean, I guess he's underrated. I don't know. I get a lot of love, so it's nice. I mean, it's, you know, I stroll through an airport and, you know, college kids are like, suck it!
Suck it! Did you like the suck it storyline? Some people thought that was a little goofy. Did you like the suck it storyline?
I loved it. Although at the time that was like my last episode for like a year and a half. We were doing the reading, like they call it the table read, which you do on whether it's a drama or, you know, comedy, you read the next week's episode the week before lunch on generally a Wednesday. So the writers can hear the jokes and everything. It's a comedy. They're hearing the jokes and I'm reading. I'm like, well, wait a second. Am I gone? Like, and they said, yeah, you'll be gone for a while. We'll figure out a way to bring you back. But like, you're done.
You learn that at the table reading?
At the table reading. Like, wait, I just bought a boat. No. but yes. So, but that was a phenomenal, I mean, it's the greatest. That's what college kids yell out at airports. So I love it. It's really a treat.
And Andy, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you really were only in like 50 episodes, I think, in the show. And prior to you know, the Michael Scott Paper Company, you were never at the office, right?
Like you're exactly right. You're rounding up. I was technically, I think, only in 38 episodes, but yeah, I always round up to 100. No, but yeah, no. I barely did 40 episodes, and yeah, that was the thing. It was always the first couple of seasons I was there. It was always he would come to corporate and it would be there
or on the phone. Right. Yeah.
And then I don't even remember what the first episode was where I actually went to Scranton, but it was during like the Charles Minor. No, it was the year before that. It was like the Golden Ticket and all that.
Oh, Golden Ticket.
And that was a blast. Cause then I felt like I was more a part of the show just cause it wasn't just me and Steve, who's, you know, as nice a guy, as funny a guy. I mean, you know, as you're ever going to find. Aside from, I guess, when I had the party at my house, I guess, aside from that.
That one was a weird one, too. I never really understood the let's go play basketball. And I love the fact that it gets you and Jim away from everything. But I don't understand how the CFO of the company is going to say at this dinner party, let's go play basketball. Let's shoot some hoops. But I don't want, listen, like I said, I like the minutia. I don't want to pick and pull at it. But that, I mean, what are we doing there? You have a house party going on. You can't go shoot baskets with Jim.
Well, you know, I don't want to hang around with, like, you know, the crowd. I'd prefer to hang around with Jack Ryan. You
know? Little did you know at go that shoot time. Baskets with him. Become right. So here, let me reset this because Solana's telling me what the actual website is, which I think it is the website that I gave, but also you can go to reunioncon.com. It's the office reunion, an interactive office convention. It's at the Miami Airport Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. Some of the office cast members who will be there, obviously Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, will be there. Rainn
He's
Wilson.
Incredible. I hear that guy is incredible.
We hear great things about him as well.
Wallace was the most underrated character in the history of television.
Rainn Wilson will be there. Angela Kinsey will be there. Played Angela, obviously. Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley, will be there. Creed Bratton will be there. Kate Flannery, who played Meredith. Paul Lieberstein, who played Toby, one of the greatest television characters of all time.
Yeah.
As I go down this list, again, I really wish that I was going this weekend, but I'm going to be out of town. I would appreciate that. What is it like when you do these conventions, the office conventions? I remember famously, you know, there were always these Star Trek conventions, and then William Shatner went on Saturday Night Live and just torched these people who come out to the Star Trek conventions. And they're so, you know, they're dressed as their characters. But I know that there's cosplay and all this stuff. So what's it like when you do one of these office conventions?
It's they're super fun. Nobody ever comes dressed as Wallace. I can tell you that. you know, he's not a popular, costume in the costume contest. Kevin with the chili is a good one. But no, it's a blast. I mean, what a thrill. Like, I'm extraordinarily grateful to have been on the show. And, you know, you got all these people who are super enthusiastic about it and they want to talk to you about it. And it's a ton of fun. And then occasionally there's someone who like has some, you know, really sort of heartfelt thing. You know, they were going through something medically that was horrible or whatever it was. And the comedy helped them get through it. You know, and again, as Solana said, I only did you say 50 or 70? I can't remember how many episodes you
200.
Said.
I think I said 200.
We're only in 200 of the 210 episodes. But, you know, so that's always lovely to hear if someone, you know, if it has additional meaning aside from just being that much more fun. But no, they make it so fun. It's nuts. Yeah, like Rainn will be there. The line to meet him will be nuts. And Angela, and I think they're doing something special. Jan Levinson Gould's going to be there. Tim Meadows is, I forget his character name. But they were at the Chili's.
The famous Chili's episode. Yeah.
He's doing stand up, I think, Saturday night. Like, and obviously he's a funny guy. One of the funniest. he had Roy from The Warehouse gonna be there. So it's this time. So there've been two of them. They've been an absolute blast. People come from like Europe. They come from Asia. You know, up in Canada. It's the first one was in New Jersey, and second was in Chicago last year. And people come from all over the place. And it's it's just a hoot. And they all know the show a lot better than I do. You know, there's a Poor Richard's pub set up, and people are having a couple of drinks there.
That's cool.
And, you know, there's Dwight Schrute's car is there. they got everything.
So I really wish I was going. So now I did say when I was introducing you, I hate D'Angelo Vickers with the passion of a thousand suns. And Will Ferrell's on my Mount Rushmore of Saturday Night Live cast members. I think he's one of the funniest guys.
He is a division manager.
And I don't get it. Did you like the D'Angelo Vicker? Do you watch the episodes the way that we fans do? Like, do you watch them over and over? Do you watch them on Comedy Central? Do you have, you know, passionate takes on characters and storylines? Or that's impossible because you were too close to it?
Obviously I've seen them all. I've seen a lot of them, certainly more than a number of times. I actually like D'Angelo Vickers, just, you know, as crazy as his character was, just because I've gotten to work with Will on a couple of movies. So, and I had done a movie with him before the other guys, like, so I got to know him, and he's a super nice guy. So there you go. So I innately like D'Angelo Vickers. I guess he was a good foil. And he knew he was only there for four episodes. That was the whole thing, which I'm sure you know. Like, he called NBC and said, "Hey, look, you're losing Steve. I don't know if you know what you're doing, but I'm happy to fill in. I love the show." That was the thing that was so crazy, crazy fun for me when I got to the set. This is like in 2009 of the other guys. And I'm in it like 4 or 5 minutes, according to Solana, where I was in for an hour.
Solana's tracking everything you do, by the way.
I know. He was in that 87 of the 95 minutes. We're going to keep that joke going. I get there during lunch, a couple of days before I'm supposed to be filming, and I happen to sit down, and like Will comes right over, and he sits down right across from me. He's like, "The show is freaking awesome this year. What happens? Like, what's gonna what happens next week?" It was during the whole Michael Scott Paper Company and Idris Elba being there, Charles Minor,
another underrated character. Charles Minor is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah,
how great was he? And that was like right as he was kind of becoming. He had a movie that came out right when he was there for, I guess he was there like seven, eight episodes. Thing with Beyonce that was similar to Fatal Attraction, like in the story. And boom, he just became like a kind of a movie star overnight. It was kind of, I guess maybe it wasn't overnight, but over the next year or two, but that was the beginning of it. It's like, holy crap, this guy, like, he was in the number one.
It was so great to see The Office with a hard-ass boss, right? Because we'd never seen that kind of character before.
Michael had to, Michael had to step up. I want him out. I want him out. Charles is saying, the company.
Can you tell Hawk, though, that the invisible juggling scene is iconic? Like, can you settle this for us? Because he hates it with a passion.
It's one of the worst.
I think it's just comedic gold.
Scenes of all time, the Will Ferrell invisible juggling scene.
I think that's funny as heck myself. But, as you, like, the Will Ferrell, Saturday Night Live thing, that's just all his skits, is, I guess, that and the Christopher Walken one are the two greatest, I think. He's like, he and Steve are like two of the all-time funniest people on the planet.
Andy Buckley, by the way, played David Wallace on The Office. He's with us. If you want to go to The Office reunion this Saturday and Sunday at the Miami Airport Convention Center, go to reunioncon.com. So many Office cast members are going to be there. This is going to be heaven if you're an Office fan. Robert California, though, was one of maybe my all-time favorite Office character. And I know he's super divisive, too. I will tell you, the scene at the end when he, when you walk in, you've purchased the company, and he introduces himself as Bob Zakimakis or whatever he says. I think it is really one of my all-time favorite scenes. The way he delivers it, you know, me growing up, you know, like teenager in the 80s, James Spader for me was in every movie that I loved. And watching him play that character, the pool party that Robert California threw, one of my all-time favorite episodes. Did you like the Robert California character?
I thought he was a lot better than people, you know, as you said, he's very divisive. I got a kick out of him. And I think that was the only day I actually worked with him. When I buy the company and I'm going to finance his research into retired young female Russian
gymnasts,
like their sexual development or something, like just horrible. I forget the line. So that's basically it, though, I think. Which is sort of like kind of crazy that, like, that's what Wallace is going to put $1 million into. Like, literally, I think that's what I said. He was obviously, you know, he was nuts and completely separate, you know, different from what the show had been. But I thought it worked. But I certainly see people saying, no, he's not, you know, you need Steve. Go ahead. Solana, yes, you raise your hand.
Oh, no, that's just our way to signal each other of who was going next. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize, Andy.
Listen, everyone defers to Andy Buckley during this segment. He controls.
I was just wondering, like, I think what makes part of The Office so great are those awkward, uncomfortable scenes that, like, as somebody who's seen The Office front to back, I don't know, or start to finish, like, 8 times, I still have trouble, like, Scott's Tots, or even like when Jan and Michael are in the office and then you end up firing her, like I cringe and I have to turn away at times. I wonder if somebody who was there, somebody who read the script, somebody who was a part of the show, when you watch it back, do you have that same reaction as the audience does, which is like, oh, like a Phyllis's Wedding when Michael's just running rampant in there, you know, like you can't help but just sweat while you're watching it. And I wonder, like, do you have that same reaction as well?
I have it. Hello, my name is Michael Scott. he just constantly would introduce himself in his different wedding toasts. Yes, not the episodes that I was in. So, like, you know, when Jan says, is it because of these? You know, and I say, I'm not cringing at like that stuff, but Scott's Tots, oh my God, that's just, it's unbelievable how cringeworthy that is. And then, you know, I mean, so many things. Yeah, his wedding toast, and there you got Bob Vance is ready to just like pound him into the ground. So yes, I'm right there with everybody else, you know, cringing. And I mean, the dinner party episode is just, I think that's classic. My all-time favorite. I also love the business school episode when, because you got Pam's art show where her art was the best art of all the art, to quote Roy from The Warehouse. He's going to be there, by the way. So will Jan Levinson Gould, Astrid's mom. I always joke. I always say, you know, Kevin Malone is Astrid's dad.
calling Astrid assy, it's just like just those low key lines. I don't know. My dilemma. We have Andy Buckley on. I want to know, and we're going to run out of time, but I want to know if there's a thread on text of all the Office characters. But I feel like what I'm doing here is the old Saturday Night Live sketch with Chris Farley, who just, you know, when he has Paul McCartney on, he's like, hey, you know, remember, hey, Jude, like, that's all I'm doing. I'm just launching my takes about The Office at Andy Buckley. And I don't know if it makes for good radio or not, but it is truly a career highlight for me. And we've talked with some of the greatest athletes in the history of sport. But to be talking with the man who played David Wallace for me, I'm telling you, you're the running soundtrack of my life. I have The Office on at all times. My son is 20 now. He's seen every episode. My wife's seen every episode. But is there a thread? Is there a thread where you're texting, you know, with Oscar and Angela and the rest of the crew.
I think they might have a thread, because I always think like the distant cousin of the show the first couple of years. I did finally, after 10 years, somebody dropped out and I joined the Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League. So I'm officially in that.
Nice.
Who's the best fantasy football player in the
office?
You
know what's crazy? Rainn Wilson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Takes it very seriously. He's always trying to make trades. He really knows a lot. I think he's won it 1 year. I actually won it the second year I was in it, thanks to my oldest son, who was like, no, Dad, you got to draft this and this. And he did the draft for me. So I was like, here, let's draft Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, he retired 25 years ago. I don't
thought about taking Tua Tagovailoa this year in the office in the Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League.
There we go. Wait, he's still with the Dolphins, right? Or did he get traded?
Sure. No, he's still with the Dolphins.
There we go. Yeah, like I would be wanting to draft Larry Zonka, the Zonk, to reference one of the all-time great Dolphins. But
you're living back in the day, man.
I don't know the new players.
You could do Miami Sports Radio if you want to talk about Larry Zonka.
I want Mercury Morris on my team, Bob Greasy and the Zonk.
Let me tell you something. Mercury Morris would have fit in perfectly at Dunder Mifflin. he's exactly the kind of character. Anyway, Andy Buckley played David Wallace on The Office. Just a tremendously underrated character, or maybe properly rated if you have him rated up there. You love it, though. You love having been part of what's considered one of the best series in television history.
It's beyond the lucky break than you can imagine. Every other acting job I get since then, it's always like, Buckley, your audition was not very good, but we're Office fans, so we hired you. we want to talk to you about it. But no, my goodness, it's crazy. It's like the luckiest break ever. I think that everybody involved with it would say that, you know, that life-changing phone call, whether you're Steve and you go from wherever Steve was to wherever Steve went. And me, like, I was working, I had stopped acting. You know, I was an advisor of Merrill Lynch, which I stayed at the whole time I was there. Which really? I think, you know,
helped. It's why you got the job, right? It's why you got the job as a CEO, because of your finance background.
I think that's basically it. And they said, hey, can you bring your own suits? It'll save us on wardrobe. And I said, sure, yeah. And I said, of course, whatever it takes.
Did you know it was going to be a recurring character?
I thought it was one day, and that was that. And then I thought, maybe I'll get to do one a year, and then slowly, obviously, over time, they just started using me more, and then it led to other opportunities. I mean, I'm getting into a show now. That's why I don't know who's seeing this, if anybody's seeing it. I know it's radio. But I have this very, very bushy beard. I'm on a show with Arnold Schwarzenegger now, a Netflix show, and the guy that created it, it's no joke. He's just a huge Office fan, and he's like, "Buckley, I'm an Office fan. Of course, I'm going to hire you."
So, that's a cool, yeah, that's a nice calling card to have. So, you don't, because some people they go, some actors, oh, I don't want to be recognized every day for this one character. But you see it as a blessing.
I don't need to talk about my theater credits. Like, are you kidding me? It's the greatest thing ever. You know, and I have fun with it. Like, I have David Wallace business cards I hand out to people.
Now, will you, at the convention this weekend, you'll have that big bushy beard still that we're looking at on the video feed?
I have to keep it. I'll be wearing my Suck It sweatshirt, as I always do. And but yeah, and I have to keep it through, I guess, the first part of September when we finish.
Will Office fans be annoyed that you don't look like David Wallace the way that we remember?
I hope not, but some of them might be. But, you know, either way, we got to have fun with it. So I know I can't shave it.
What a treat, man. ReunionCon.com is the website. You can get tickets. There are so many Office characters who are going to be there. Oscar Nunez is going to be there. He mentioned Meloria Hardin, who played Jan, Tim Meadows. And I mean, even like the little cool characters.
Paul. Cool guy Paul. Who's
Cool guy Paul.
He's
Mike
the Miami
Starr.
Guy. He's
Mike Starr played, which was a famous
one of the heads of the five families.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just like if you're an Office fan, Saturday and Sunday at the Miami Airport Convention Center is going to be something that you will probably remember for the rest of your life. So again,
and
a quick
funny thing about Cool Guy Paul. He lives in Miami, Florida businessman. He's related to Greg Daniels, who created the show. I think what it is his wife is maybe a cousin of Greg Daniels. And I forget the specific, but there's a family relationship. And so they were out in L.A. visiting once, and they went to the set, and all the writers were talking to him. And they're like, this guy is so cool. Like, we got to write. And they said, we got to write a part for this guy. And so then, I don't know, a month later, Greg calls him and says, hey, Paul, they wrote a part for you. You're one of the heads of the five families. They want you to fly out and play the part. Can you do this? And he's like, yeah,
that's so cool. Cool guy Paul. Well, he will be there this weekend. Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, will be there as well, and so many others. ReunionCon.com. This convention center. Safe travels in. Have a great weekend. And again, what a thrill for you to spend some time with us. That was really enjoyable.
It was my thrill to talk South Florida sports. Come on, forget about it.
Forget about it. Thank you, Andy.
And,
appreciate
sorry
it.
Sorry you'll be missed, but, you know, we'll FaceTime you up. Where are you going? The Hamptons?
You're going to the Jersey Shore. Margate.
Okay. All right.
Margate on the Jersey Shore. Yeah,
well,
we'll
be thinking of you and you know.
Like, we're best friends now. I might be able to get into that Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League.
I'll talk to Dwight and see
all
if
right.
they'll let you in.
Fair enough.
I'll talk to Krasinski.
Is he in it? Is he in the league?
He's in it. Yeah, he's in it. Baumgartner takes it very seriously also, a.k.a. Kevin Malone. But we know he's a gambler with his poker earnings, his poker bracelet. And then there's some writers, you know, there's camera guys, there's lighting guys. Like, it's a hodgepodge of the folks that were there.
All right. Well, if there's an open space, because you and I are good buddies now, you let me know.
The best of buddies.
The best of buddies.
I don't know about Solana. You know, he's not giving me enough credit
for
all the episodes.
Solana's kind of known on the show for lying. My guess is he's seen maybe four and a half episodes.
And Crowder, I'm not even going to mention him.
I mean, Crowder has no idea about The Office. That's why it was very fortuitous that you were able to join us today, because Crowder wouldn't know where to begin.
He keeps referring to me as Phil Dunphy, and I'm like, that's not the show. That's a different show.
An excellent line. Andy Buckley from The Office. Thanks for making time for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas.
There you go. You can see him this weekend. Website is reunioncon.com.
We'll see you on the flippity flip, folks.
Right line. We will take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.